Daf is Daf Tes Zayin. So I guess we'll take it three lines down. The Gemara says Gufa, the end of the line, Gufa. So Gemara quotes a discussion from yesterday. It says Gufa Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Shloshes Alafim Halachos Nishtaku Bimei Avle Avelub Misham Moshe. When Moshe died, so there are 3,000 halachas that were forgotten during that period. So Amar Lo the Yeshua. So Klai so said to Yeshua, Shaul, go ask, go use Yeruch HaKodesh and find out what we forgot. Let's find the answers to these halachas we forgot. Amar Lahem, he says, Lo b'shamayim. We can't use halach, we can't use nevuah, we can't ask shailas from Shemayim, it's all down in this world, so I can't return back those 3,000 forgotten halachas. So Amar Lo, so he said to Shmuel, Shaul, so during Shmuel's time, Shmuel Navi, years later, they asked him to figure out through his nevuah what halachas were forgotten, and Amar Lahem, so he says back, Elu ha-mitzvos, these are the mitzvos, the Gemara Darshins, Ein ha-navi rashai lechadish davar me'ata, you can't be mechadish anything new. Farshim want to know how come they gave different answers. How come Yeshua gave Lobo Shemaimi and Shmuel said Eilu HaMitzvos? And the answer is because during Yeshua's time, Yeshua was there. He wasn't being mechadish anything because he knew the halachas. He just forgot them as well. So it wasn't being mechadish halachas. He was just trying to uncover, reveal what they were. But right during Shmuel's time, who wasn't alive when Moshe, so for his, it was being mechadish halachas. So therefore, they bring the drasha Eilu HaMitzvos, Sheino Navi Rashai Lechadish Davar Me'ata. So it comes along now, Amar Reb Yitzchak Nafcha. Afchatas shemesa baleha. So one of the lachas that were forgotten was a din of a chatas that the owner of the chatas died. So we learned about this yesterday. Nishtakcha bimei avla shemosha. They forgot that halacha as well. They weren't sure whether chatas shemesa baleha, that animal is mesa, or that animal could be roa. So Amru the Pinchas. So the Klaiso said to Pinchas, Shaul, you should ask a shaila. So find out what the answer is. So Amru lehem. Pinchas responds back, Lo v'shemaimi. So then they turned to Amru Lo Elazar Kohen. They said to Elazar, Shaul, you should ask from the Urim Tumim or through the Ruach HaKodesh. Amru lehem, Eilu HaMitzvos Sheinavi Rasha Lechadish Davar Me'ata. Same thing that you can't be mechadish these things through Nevuah. So comes along now, Amru Yehuda Marav, V'shaul Sheniftar Moshe Benu Legan Eden. The moment Moshe Rabbeinu was departing to Gan Eden, so he says to his loyal Talmud, Amar lo li Yeshua. Yeshua, now's your chance. Sha'al mimenu kol ha-sveikol she'esh lach. Any suffix you have, ask me now. Here's your last chance. Ask me whatever you want. So Amar lo, Yeshua says back to him, Rebbe, klum mehinachticha sha'a achas, falachti lemakum acher. Was there ever a moment in time where I left you? I wasn't by your side the whole time? Lokach kasafti bi, doesn't it say and describe about me that umisharso Yeshua benun na'ar lo yamish mitoch ha'ol? Never did I leave your ol. I constantly learn with you. In other words, I don't need you. I don't need any, I don't have no sveikos. Everything you know, I know. So that response was painful to Moshe. Miyad tashash kochel she Yeshua. Yeshua was punished because of this. Why was he punished? Rashi explained, if you look at Rashi, So because Yeshua responded in such a way, there are 300 halachas that he forgot, and 700 sveikos that came about. And Rashi explains, v'nishtakhu mimenu miYeshua be'avon shegarim lehachlish daitel shemosha, because he made Moshe feel bad in that shenitzar Moshe al Yeshua be'atma shaya gadlam kamosa. Yeshua is comparing himself to the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, and that was hurtful to Moshe Rabbeinu. Others explain, the Marsha explains, because Yeshua was being misguy, who's becoming a balgaiva because of this statement, who's reflective of how he felt about himself. So whatever particular the aver was, this was the result. He forgot 300 halachas, and there were 700 sveikos that came about. So Amdu Kol Yisrael Hargo. So now Klai Yisrael wanted to kill Yeshua for acting in such a way and causing such a loss of Torah. So Amar Lo, this is a fascinating thing. You find this actually in politics in a strange way. Amar Lo Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu says Lo Malach Iefshar. He says you can't bring them back. You already lost halachas. There's no way of bringing them back. So now you're in danger. So what should you do? Leich v'tar dam b'milchama. Go fight a war. Distract them a little bit and keep them off topic. And Shinem Mar Vahi Achrei Mos Moshe Eved Hashem Vayom Hashem Emo Yeshua. And goes on to say he waged war. So this you find in politics sometimes when there's something going on with the president in the office, the personal things, who'll wage war in Iraq, Iran, and distract everyone. So you find this here as well. Big difference, of course. But B'masnisa Tana, the Brisa teaches us that El Fushra Meos Kalim v'chamur, chamurin, gzeros, shavos, diktuke, sofrim, nishtaku b'meya, evlo shemosha. So there were a number of different chavachomers and gzeros, shavos, and drashas that were forgotten during the avelis of Moshe Rabbeinu. So they talk about the differences of how many were there. Here it says 1,700, there it says 3,000. So Mepharshim tried to reconcile the different numbers. So Amar Rabbi Abahu, afal pikein, hechziru asniel ben knaz, mitoch pilpulo. So even though you're not able to be mechadish things through nevuah, through Ruach HaKodesh, through pilpul, through learning and delving into Gemara and the Torah Shebaal Peh, he was able to rediscover these halachas. Shenemar, it says about him, the Kalev had said, whoever takes over Kiyas Sefer, a city, and we'll see Rashi in a second what that city refers to. So Kalev said, made a promise, Nasati li as achsa biti li. So this is the pasuk says, I'm going to give you achsa, my daughter. And the pasuk continues, and Rashi, the Gemara quotes this part of the pasuk, Vayukada asniel ben kanaz, Achi Kalev, that Asniel was this brother, who was the son of the brother of Kalev, who was a nephew of Kalev. So he took over the city of Kiyas Sefer, Avitin Lo Es Achsa Bitol Isha, and he was given over the daughter of Kalev, her name was Achsa, to marry her. So what does that mean? So how does this talk about Mitoch Pilpulo? What does one have to do with the other? He's talking about conquering a city. So Rashi explains, if you look at Rashi, seven lined up, the right column of Rashi, Vayukata Asniel the Kiryas Sefer, Umay Kir Sefer, Halachos. Kir Sefer meant he was a Kore, he learned the Sefer, he was able to discover Halachos. That's what was the drush of what was going on here, and he was Zoch to marry the daughter of Caliph. So Gemara then says, Vilama Nikra Shema Achsa, why was she called Achsa? It's an interesting name. Shekol Haroa Osa Kawes Alisha. Also an interesting shot. Whoever saw her was angry at their wife because their wife was not as beautiful as Achsa. So of course, they weren't angry at their wives, but this just describes how beautiful of a lady she was. So Gemara then says, Vaiter, and this is these psukim of Achsa and Asniel. So the Gemara said as follows, Vahi Bevoa, when she came, Vatisaseu Lashol Me'ez Havia Sode, so she was requesting from her father Kalev, she wanted to have a field. Vatisnach Me'al HaChamor, and she let out some type of groan or yell from on top of the donkey. So my Vatisnach, what does it mean, Titznach, she screamed. So Amar Rava, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, they darshind, Amar Lo, she says to her father Kalev, Ma Chamor Zeh, came in She'ein Lo Ma'ichel Bavusom Yad Tzoek. So when the Chamor has no food left to eat, it's going to scream. It's going to let the master know it's hungry, it's thirsty. So Kach Isha, so too a woman, myself, says, Achsa, she says, Kevin She'ein La Tevua, Besoch Besa, Miyat Tzoek. So a woman doesn't have a grain to feed her family, she doesn't have a refrigerator, isn't full, she's going to be upset. So she was yelling at her father for not having a field to give produce to her family. Vatomer Tinali Bracha, so she said, give me a bracha. Ki Eretz Negev Nasathani, you gave me a dry land, this means in the south. But Beis, what does it mean? The drush is Beis Shemenugav Mikol Tova. You gave me some property where there was dry of any goodness. It was dry, it was arid, nothing grew. Nesati li gulos mayim. Give me gulos mayim. Adam Shein Boel Torah Bilvad. You gave me a guy who knows how to learn. Great, learn. But what about Parnasa? I need to feed my family. You gave me a guy, all he has is water, all he has is Torah. Vayitein la kalei ves gulos aliyos ves gulos tachtios. I gave you a person who has aliyos and tachtios. What does that mean? Amalah, he says to his daughter, you don't realize. Misha dar el yonim tachtonim, a person like Asniel, who lives in the world above and the world below, he knows kol Torah kula up and down. Yevakish many mizonos, you're asking for me mizonos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's going to take care of him, he's going to take care of you, you're going to be just fine, not to worry. So then the Gemara says, "Vayit v'chi Kalev ben Knazu halo Kalev ben Yefunahu." We know from the Pesukim in Chumash, she's Kalev ben Yefunah. His father's name wasn't Knaz. So Gemara answers, "No, his father's name actually was Knaz. So my Yefunah. So why was he nicknamed Yefunah? Shepana me'atas miraglim, because he turned away from the advice of the miraglim." So Vakati ben Knaz, who was he really the son of Knaz? We have another pasuk that tells us in Divya Yomim ben Chetzon who dichsiv v'chalev ben Chetzon holides azuva. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Chorge de Knazu. He was the stepson of Knaz, right? The stepson. His mother remarried, so he was the stepson. So his real father was Chetzon, but his stepfather was Knaz. So Tan the Brisa says, Hu Asniel, Hu Yabetz. He had a couple of names. Asniel was his name, as Yabetz was his name. So Mashma, what was his real name? His real name was actually Yehuda Achi Shimon. So how come he earned these two nicknames? So Yehuda Achishimon was Shemo, that was his name. Asniel, why was he nicknamed Asniel? Sha'ana Kel, the Kadosh Baruch Hu answered his tefillas. And why was he called Yabet? Shiyat V'ribet Torah B'Yisrael. He's able to advise and to push out, to publicize Torah. So Minolan Sha'ana Kel, how do we know Kadosh Baruch Hu answered his tefillas that earned him the nickname Asniel? Dechseva vayikra Yabetz lokei Yisrael lemor Yabetz, which was the other nickname for him. He called out to Kadosh Baruch Hu, "In Baruch Tevarcheni, please bless me, Rebisi Asvegvule, and expand my borders. Vayisa Yadcha imi, your hand should be with me. Vasisa Mirah levilti atzbi, that I shouldn't be sad. Vayavei Elokim es Asher Shaal, and Kadosh Baruch Hu granted him like he requested." So Gemara darshins this particular tefila, "In Baruch Tevarcheni." What does that mean? B'Torah, bless me with the kawach of learning. For BC has to gvuli expand my borders, but Talmidim, give me many Talmidim. Faisa yadcha imi, and let your hand be with me. Shlo tish takach Talmudi milibis, so I shouldn't forget when I learn. Vasisa meira, she is damni le reim kimosi, I should have friends like me, that they explain in the Mefarshim. I think the Marsha says that they should be like me, not mivata from Torah, but rather to learn Torah with me. The vilti shala vilti, which means shalo yesagveni yetahara milishnos, that the yetahara shouldn't try to pull me away. Atbi means relation of atzmas, of sadness. It says, imataose kein mutav, if you do this for me, it's going to be great for me. Vim lav, if you don't grant me these brachas, hareni holech linisisi, I'm going to go with great sadness. Lishal to my kever. Miyadi, immediately after hearing this beautiful tefillah and request to Kadosh Baruch Hu, vayave elokim es asher shal, he granted him as he asked. In a similar way, we find a similar type of drasha in a pasuk in Mishlei. The pasuk says, "Rosh v'ish tichachim nivgashu." Rosh is someone who is a poor. Ish tichachim is a person who's middle class. And talking really in terms of his kach of liman Torah. And Meir Einei Shneim Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring Torah to both of their eyes. What does that mean? So the pasuk says the drasha is bishasha talmid holichetzah rabbo, when a talmid goes to his rebbe to learn to an average rebbe, not the best rebbe, but an average rebbe. So the talmid who is very rash, is very empty, goes to learn from his average rebbe. But Omer lo, he says to him, lamdeni Torah, rebbe, teach me Torah. Imlamdo, if the rebbe teaches him, meir einei shneim Hashem, as Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to elevate both them, both the talmid and the rebbe, who are both either the low class, if you will, and the middle class, he's going to elevate them both to the upper class, higher class, in terms of limud Torah. Vimlav, and if the rebbe refuses to teach this poor talmud, so then it says in the pasuk, Ashiv Rash and Nifgashu, the wealthy and the poor will meet. Osa kum Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to make them all. What does that mean? He's going to make them all. Mi asa, misha asa chacham lezeh, osa also the tipesh. The one who's a chacham initially, the rebbe who was a chacham who refused to teach him, will now turn into a tipesh. And the tipesh, the talmud who had a great cheshek to learn, tipesh lezeh, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, who made him initially into a tipesh, will turn him into osa also chacham. Zo mishnas Rebbe Nosson. That's how Rebbe Nosson darshened this particular pasuk in Mishle. Rebbe Yehuda Nasi Omer, he says they darshened the pasuk differently by Asniel. He says, mi baruch devarcheini, when he asked for a bracha from Hashem, that was in terms of period review, to have children. V'yabisi es v'guli, expanding my borders, men bivan b'banos. I want both sons and daughters. V'hayisa yadcha imi, your hand should be with me, b'masa v'matan, in terms of business. This is more of a gashmis drasha than the previous one was about ruchnis. Vasisa meira shlo yeh bi mechush rosh, mechush esnai, mechush esnai, I shouldn't have any pains, no headaches, no earaches, no eye aches. The vilti atzbi shlo yisakveni yetihara milishnos, so because otherwise then the yetihara would be distracting me from learning. Now imata ose kein mutav, if you grant me these wishes, everything will be fantastic and great. Vimlav, if not, hareini holich v'nisisi l'shol, I'm going to now go down to the depths of my kever with great depression. V'yavei lo el kimes asher ashal, and Kadosh Baruch Hu granted him his tefillah. Kayoti b'davar ata omer, in a similar way, it says, and the same thing as before, rash v'ish tichachem nifkashu, if a poor person and a medium person meet each other, meyer eini shneim Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if the Rebbe teaches the Talmud, he'll enlighten both of them, v'shash ani holich etzel ba'abayis v'amar, parneseini, this is referring to Gashmis again now, not in terms of Limud HaTorah, but if a poor person goes to a ba'abas to ask for money and he gives him, im mifarneseini mutav, if he gives him food and money, tzedaka, great. Vimlav, if he refuses to, so then the result will be Ashiv Rash Nifgashu Osir Chulam Hashem. Hashem is going to switch their positions around. Misha also Ashir is going to be Lazer, will be Osir also Ani, and the Ani Lazer will become Osir also Ashir. Okay, the Gemara now gets back to the discussion in Maseches Tumor here about Chatas Shemesa and that whole list of Chataim. So the Gemara says, Tanya Rabbanan, the Brisa says, first quotes in the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Shimon Matzinu, V'chulu, Tanya Rabbanan, the Brisa says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Chomesh, there are five chatos mesos. Five different chatos could die. The din is you let them die. Vlad chatas, there's a vlad v'chatas, utmuras chatas, v'chatas shemesu baleh, if the owners die, v'chatas shekipu baleh, if the owners already got a kapar from a different chatas, Chatas she'ibra shnasa, or chatas who's became a year old. So now Gemara points out, Iyata yochalomar v'lad chatas b'tzibor. Now there is no such thing as a v'lad chatas by a tzibor. V'shein chatas nekeva b'tzibor. You never find a nekeva that's brought as a tzibor. So if there can't be a nekeva the tzibor, therefore you can't have a v'lad tzibor. So v'lad tzibor, v'lad chatas is in shaykh by a carbon tzibor. And so too, v'yata yachalomar tmuras chatas b'tzibor. You can't have a tmuras chatas on a tzibor level either, because we know from earlier discussions, l'fish ein tzibor osin tmura. A tzibor can't make a tmura. And a third case you can't have by a tzibor of these five, v'yata yachalomar chatas shemesu ba'le b'tzibor. You can't have a case of a chatas tzibor where the tzibor died, l'fish ein tzibor mesim, because you can never have the entire tzibor dying. So three of the five are not shaykh at all for a tzibor. But two of them are. Shekipur ba'ala, you can have a case where the tzibor brought a different chatas already. So now you have a extra chatas. So that's a case of chatas shekipur ba'ala. And you can also have a chatas of a tzibor, shibra shnasa, that a year went by and you didn't bring, the chatas became too old. So those two you can't. So now three are not shaykh, but the two are shaykh. So what's the din by the two that are shaykh by tzibor? Do we say that the two should die? They should be mesa. Just like on the yachid level, these two would be mesa? Or no, we say not. So the Gemara says, Yachal, you know, goes bein b'yachal bein mitzibor. One might have thought that these two that are shayach to a tzibor should have the same din by a yachid, and you should say mesa by the case of kippur ba'alea and ibra shnasa of tzibor. So Amris, we say, no. Yilam made it sasam mi mefarish. We should learn that which is hidden from that which is explained. Meaning what? Ma mefarish is like that which is explicit, that those three that are only a shayach to yachid, and lo b'tzibor, so tzibor is not, you don't say mesa by those cases of tzibor, because it's not even shayach. So just like those three, there's no din of mesa by tzibor, af kippur ba'alev, shibur and shnasa, and then the two cases that are shayach, we should say the same thing, b'yachid varma amurim, lo b'tzibor. Those two are also only shayach to yachid, and not shayach to a tzibor. So the Gemara asks the obvious question, v'chidonin efshar m'shiefshar. Can you learn a case of that which is possible from a cases that are impossible? The three cases of Mesa, Bala, the cases of Vlad Chatas, and the case of Tumuras Chatas, those are not Shayach, those are Efshar on the Tzibor level. So how could he use it as a model to teach me about a scenario that is Efshar, that is possible, namely the case of Kifr Bala and Ibr Shnasa? So therefore, the Gemara is not satisfied with that response, and that's the Shita of what, that's Rabbi Shimon who says that you do say Mesa by those two cases, right? I think. Fine. So the Gemara then says, Vayter, comes along now, Amar Rish Lakish says, Arba nitnu lem v'midu al chamish. The truth is, even though there are five examples of Chatas Mesos being mentioned here, really only four of them date back to Halach al Moshe Mishinai. One of them does not. Now, the problem is they didn't know which one of them we said doesn't require dying. So as a Chumrah, they said, okay, so four of the five are going to Mesa Ba'ala. So we're going to, a Mesa. So we'll say all five will be Mesa as well. Now, if you're going to think, but Sibur, so if you're going to say that this Halach al Moshe Mishinai, Mesa, Chatas Shemesa, applies even to the Tzibor level, Hanach mi isnayo b'tzibor. The Shaykh, you can't speak of, there are not five cases to speak of the Tzibor, there are only two cases of Shaykh to the Tzibor. So it must be that since we're talking about four cases that were mentioned in Halach al Moshe Mishinai, and a fifth one we just forgot about, so it certainly can't be talking about a Tzibor, El HaKarchach, therefore you're forced into saying, Yilamed Sasam Minam HaFarish, you have to learn the hidden ones from that which is clear. And namely, since the three are that don't apply to the Tzibor at all, we don't say Mesa, so to the other two, we don't say Mesa either. Rabbi Nosson says differently. Rabbi Nosson says, no, not true. I disagree with you, Eish Lachish. I think, Achaz Nitnalehen, only one actually was given Halach Moshe Mishinai, that it's Mesa, and the other four you don't have to let die. However, since they forgot which of the five were that, was that one, Hamidu al Chamesh, they said all five scenarios of the Chatas, all of them should die. Now before the Gemara gets back to Rabbi Nosson, the Gemara says, how could they forget these dinim? Sidra lechse behu sidra gemirlu ibiachri b'tzibur. It's a very strange Havamina. But the Gemara, there are really two dinim here. One is yachid and tzibur. That's one question. And question two is, which of the five chatas does it apply to? So those are two different questions. So Gemara says, well, trying to figure out which one of the five scenarios will do mesa, first, why didn't you remember, was it a yachid or was it a tzibur? So if the Masor was that this halach only applied to tzibur halachas, so the suffix should only be about two of them that are actually shaykh to the tzibur. And if the halacha was one that was mentioned by yachid only, so then only three of them are unique to yachid. So there should only be a suffix to either two of them or only three of them, but it shouldn't be all five of them. And the Gemara says, no, no. we forgot the entire halacha. Shtei shichios shachu. There are two things that they forgot. They forgot, number one, is whether the halacha was about yachid or whether it was about sibur. And the second halacha they forgot about, which particular animal was it talking about? A chata shemesa bala, chata shekipra bala, which of those five? And therefore, all five have an equal suffix of which one it was said about. And therefore, Rabbi Nassan is machmir that all five chataos should be mesa. So the Gemara now says, now, Kashu, back to Rabbi Nassan, who said that one of them was really given over Halacha Moshe Sinai, and the other four didn't, but we didn't know which one, so all five are now Mesa. But Kashu Lahu, V'Yitzhak, if you're going to say B'tzibur, that this Halacha Moshe Sinai was applied to Tzibur as well, Hanach Mi'isnayu, B'tzibur. So three of them aren't Shaykh by Tzibur at all. El Shema Minav, we said we learn from here, Yulamit Sasim Mifarosh, Ma Mifarosh, Beyachav Lobatzibur, Af Sasim, even that which is hidden, the other two that are Shaykh to Tzibur, we say the only Shaykh Beyachid, Velobatzibur. So in the end of the day, Rish Lakish, Rabbi Nassan agree, Halach Lamaisa, how we come out, but they do have an interesting machlokus, how much of them, how many of them were Halach Moshe Sinai? Was it only four of them? Was it only one of them or four of them that were Halach Lamoshe Sinai? Let's just read this mission now together, and then tomorrow we'll learn the Gemara on it. But the Mishnah reads as follows, the halfway down Tezayin Amud Beis. Mishnah says, Chomer B'Kachim, there's a certain Chomer B'Kachim Mibetimura, with Chomer B'Timura Mibetimura, each of these areas of Halacha have a Chomer that the other one does not have. So what's a Chomer B'Kachim Mibetimura? What's more stringent about Kachim that Timura does not have? She'er Kachim Osin Timura, that Kachim are able to make Timura, but ain't Timura Osin Timura, but a Timura cannot make another Timura. Hatzibur V'Ashutvin Makdishin, you could have a tzibur, you could have partners who are makdish, create kedusha into an animal, but they can't create tamura. Makdishin ubrin ve'evarim, avalo me'mirin, you're able to be makdish an uber, you could be makdish an aver, but you can't do tamura on those parts. Now what's chomer mitamura mibekachim? What's more stringent, what's more severe about tamura, more so than kachim? Shekdusha chala al balas mum kavua, that although kachim is not chal on a bal mum kavua, Timur is chal on a Baal Mum Kavua. When it comes to Ein Yotzin Lechulim, the din is when you're when Lo Ein Yotzin Lechulim Li Gazed V'Lo Aved. So then the what comes out is when it comes to Kachim, when you're po to them. So sorry, if you're Makdish, look at Rashi to explain this. Rashi says, if you look at the last Rashi in Tes Ayin Mabez, the last line, Rashi writes, Al Balas Mum Kavua. Shim Hemir Balas Mum Bitmima Shel Hekdesh. If you have a Tmina Shel Hekdesh and you do Timura onto a Balas Mum, Chala Le Kedusha Chamura. Kol Kach, so strong is the Kedusha of that Timura on the Balas Mum, Shim Yifte, if you were poda that Timura animal that's a Balas Mum, Lo Tete Lechul Ni Gazez Vli Ave. That animal, that Timura animal, will not go free to do Giza on it and to do Avod on it. It becomes the same din as an animal that was mamish kadosh that the Baal Mum came afterwards, which a din is shekepodin alsan ain bem heter giza bavoda el heter achila, as opposed to masha ain kain, says Rashi, bekodshim shim kadim mum on the hektation. If there's an animal that a Baal Mum first and then you makdish a Baal Mum for kodshim, that is yotin lechulin ayde pidyon the gazes v'li avik. So then the Gemara says back inside the Mishnah concludes Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. So we saw this reference the other day. We'll see more of it in the Gemara tomorrow. When it comes to Timura, the guy he accidentally did the wrong animal, the Timura will take effect. When it comes to Kachim, if it's a Hektesh Batos, the Hektesh will not be Chal. And again, the Gemara will explain in greater detail tomorrow. And finally, Rabbi Elazar Omer, he says, Haklayim v'atreifa v'yote dofin v'tumtim v'androgonis lo kadoshin v'lo makdishin. This, in these cases, they're actually equal, that Timura doesn't work on these things, and you can't be makdish them either. Okay, so we'll stop here, and we will continue with Hashem tomorrow.